This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, September 1. What is prayer? Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 84. How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty! My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young. A place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength, till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, God of Jacob. Look on our shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. Lord Almighty, blessed is the one who trusts in you. This month, we're going to explore the mystery and majesty of prayer. At first, we might think of prayer as mainly communicating with God. That's a good start, but there's much more to it. At its core, prayer involves an ever-deepening relationship with God. Prayer cultivates a deep desire for God, the kind of longing for God that Psalm 84 expresses so well. Through prayer, we're able to actually experience the presence of God. In the Old Testament, God's presence was most evident at the temple, the courts of the Lord, poetically described in Psalm 84. The temple was God's dwelling place, the destination of all who traveled on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Notice that the psalmist describes people whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. This highlights the essence of prayer and the beauty of how we, as New Testament believers, experience God's presence today. Because Jesus has paid the price for our sin and has opened the way for us into God's presence, God is now present with his people through his Holy Spirit living in us. As a result, every Christian is now a temple of the Holy Spirit. So we can experience God's presence through prayer, anywhere, at any time. God has come to us. He's as close as our own hearts. To meet with God and grow closer to him, all we need to do is approach him in prayer. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for the incredible gift of prayer. Make our hearts your dwelling place, filling us with your presence and guiding us always. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.